When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the Internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got Internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. And, hey, I got to tell you, it is an absolutely gloriously sunny morning. Springtime, anyone? Except it was like 30 degrees at my house and frost all over the place when I left. I wore my heavy winter coat. But it is gorgeous, and boy, not only can I see downtown Seattle, because I'm looking from the east side west, but the Olympics are out in spades. Absolutely gorgeous. And I guess suited in that it is lightweight North Face jacket would be Animal World's production engineer Gary Hill is here. Morning, Gary.
Hello.
How are you this morning?
I'm fine.
You enjoying this spring-like weather?
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. I like the sunshine.
Yeah.
Makes me happy.
Yeah, and it's absolutely beautiful in the day, and then but at night it's cold, which is actually a good thing.
Well, it is February, so.
Yeah. mm-hmm. Yeah. Of course, the climate's not really changing, you know.
Well, we're like the only spot in the country that's actually getting decent weather.
Well, yeah, but I mean, we are having extremes.
Oh yeah, I know, it's huge.
Unusual weather.
Mm-hmm.
Weather pattern. We just, I think, happen to be living in the best place, right? Because we're getting better weather than we usually have.
Yeah.
But of course, you know, last summer though, we did get really dumped on snow-wise.
Last winter.
Yeah, last winter. Excuse me. Yes, last winter. And well,
and
out where
summer,
I live now,
we had the driest.
Yeah, the driest
summer ever.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy.
Right, but we've picked a pretty nice place to live in terms of the weather extremes.
Yeah, I would say so.
All right. Notice how quiet it is?
I know.
It's not because the lights are on and there's nobody home. It's because she's here.
I am.
And that there she is. That would be Animal World's co-producer, Call Screener's here. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning. And I have to say, with this nice weather, you won't believe what I did.
Uh-oh. What'd you do?
I mowed my lawn.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I'm eyeballing mine.
I mowed my lawn on Tuesday. Tuesday it was. I went and I got some fresh gas and gassed up that lawnmower and mowed and I raked and woo.
Well,
and it's February.
Yeah.
What is this about?
Well, I'm mastering the art of blowing leaves around, because you know I in my new place I have lots of deciduous trees.
Yes.
I have lots of evergreens, huge evergreens, but lots of deciduous trees, and I've never had to deal with this particular situation. So I of course bought myself a blower. When, you know, I moved.
I love my blower.
Well, yeah, I'm getting really good at I'm learning. I'm learning. I kind of, There's an art involved in blowing.
There
leaves.
Is. You're absolutely
because
right.
Especially when you have like chips on the ground or yep. or stuff that you don't want to blow and like gravel. Because I've had, you know, you get the blower in the right place, you can blow gravel, you can blow rocks around, you can blow pretty much about anything. But I've also learned that you can also blow over the top of stuff.
Right.
So there's technique involved.
Have you like blown into a corner?
Oh yeah,
and then everything goes flying up in the air.
Yeah.
I had to learn that one.
Yeah, and sometimes it blows in directions you don't expect it to
yes.
blow. Well, and besides that, well, there's also the problem that the equipment like that vibrates and stuff, and so I've had to get used to it because I've never used a weed eater. Because I thought I couldn't handle the vibration. Because, you know, you start using that kind of equipment and then you start itching and,
yeah.
and it's just awful. Well, I have now learned that you just have to keep at it. And because I had the same problem when I started using the blower, you know, that my hands would start itching and stuff. And I think it's because it gets the circulation and stuff going.
Yeah.
And... But if you move through it and you keep going, now I've done enough blowing in this winter season that I can now, I don't have to stop, and it takes a long time before I get any itching in my arms, and it's absolutely minimal this way, and it's really no big deal. So I figure that's prepared me now for, I just ordered my a weed eater.
Cool.
And so I figure that I won't, but now I know it's kind of like getting, it's the same thing you experience when you start to use an electric toothbrush. You know, like the Sonicare's?
Yeah.
You know, and they you have to do it on a special setting for a while because it makes your gums itch and all of that, and it's really unpleasant. But if you just do it a few times, then that doesn't happen anymore. It's kind of the same thing. So I'm learning how to deal with that. So I didn't cut grass, but I blowed leaves. But I considered, because my, you know, I have a riding lawnmower again, a different kind than I had before. But it's been 8 years since I've had to take care of any property.
Ooh, a riding lawnmower.
Mm. Yeah, and it just got picked up for its winter service job, and it's come back. And before I forget how to use it, I really want to, you know, try it out.
A woman on her own John Deere.
Well, it's not a John Deere, it's a Cadet.
We can pretend. We can paint it green.
Well, no, I'm happy with it the way it is. I don't need to be painting my lawnmower. But anyway, so I'm gearing up for that. I just figured it's February. You're not supposed to have to cut the grass. I remember when I lived on my farm, and it would usually always be March when I'd start cutting the grass. So I'm holding out for March. I don't know if I'll make it. But
yeah, my yard wasn't going to make it. It was really a mess and getting tall.
Yeah.
So I was just shocked at how tall it was getting.
Well, see, and my yard's going to be a little bit behind yours because I'm northeast of you.
Right.
And so I'll be a little behind you. But at least I know now that you cut your grass.
Yeah.
Of course, you cut it. Doesn't that make it grow faster?
I don't know. I hope not. Well, I thought I would get it cut before I send my lawnmower out for its, you know, spring tune-up.
Oh, the analogy that just popped into my head is too funny. Well, because I was thinking... What was I thinking? I said, "Well, you cut." It's like, "Well, you cut your hair." They say it makes it grow faster. I'm not sure if that's true. So if you cut the grass, but I was thinking it was kind of like I was remembering my younger days. It's kind of like when you're drinking beer. Gary, you could relate to that. Do you drink beer?
Sure.
Okay, it's like when you're drinking beer.
I'm drinking right now.
No, you are.
Oh wait, no, I'm not.
But it's like when you're drinking beer. At least I remember that. It's like you hold off as long as you can to not go to the bathroom.
Oh yeah.
Because like once you go. Then it, like, you got to go a lot? Have you experienced that?
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's a real phenomenon.
Well, that's what popped in my head when I was thinking about the grass.
That's...
Once you cut it, it's like opening those floodgates. It's like going to the restroom when you're drinking beer.
Stop her, Gary, stop her.
Oh, dear. Okay, let's see. We are doing a show, right?
Yes, we are.
Oh, sun makes me goofy. Everything makes me goofy.
I'm not saying a word.
All right, let's see. It is, what is it today? What are we doing today? Well, let's see. Oh, we have another Robin Alexis Soul Spa giveaway, and it happens in this first hour this week. So you first hour people, I'll give you phone numbers right now so you write them down. We're not going to do the giveaway yet, but we will do it at the bottom of the hour when we take care of our advertisers and sponsors. get and prepare for our first guest. So write these numbers down. I'll tell you when the line's open, and you can call in and win a one-year free subscription to Robin Alexis Soul Spa. Robin Alexis from Mystic Radio, and Robin and Bob have been so gracious to give this year's subscription. And I haven't told you, I've neglected to tell you, this is a $300 value they're giving away.
Oh, I tell everybody.
It's fabulous.
Yeah.
Fabulous. And I love it. I do all the meditations and have the portals open all the time. It's just really wonderful. Anyway, jot these numbers down so when we open the phone lines at the bottom of the hour, you'll be ready. And local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free, 888-298-5569. That's 1-888-298-5569. So hold on to those numbers. We'll let you know. Giveaway will be at the bottom of the hour. See, I'm going to quickly do some follow-up animals in the news and good news because I couldn't tell you about it because I didn't know what was happening last week. We will be welcoming a new advertiser to Animal World at the bottom of the hour. Sandy, I am so excited because we're going to be mainly for one product. They make other products, but we're gonna find out about all of that at the bottom of the hour. But this is a product that I have been using with Annie Golden Retriever for a number of years. And I absolutely love it. I don't know what I'd do without it. I don't believe Annie Golden would be alive without it at this point. And I have such a miracle story to tell you folks. I've been sitting on it. I've wanted to advertise this product for years. It's absolutely mind-boggling, and I can't wait to tell you the story. And so we'll learn all about our new advertiser at 9:30.
I agree. Well, you've been using this product. We've both been using this product on and off for a lot of years.
Yeah, because I
mean, many, many, many years, Martha. I can't remember how long it's been, but I have this product on my website.
Yeah. Well, somehow I think it crossed our path. Because I remember talking to Rebecca on Animal World years ago when the product first came out because it was so phenomenal.
Right. And at that time, wasn't it just good in a powder?
No,
did they have the tablets then?
Yeah,
too? Because I always used the powder.
Well, that's because the powder is a little less costly than the tablets. At least that's why I use the powder.
I actually use the tablets now.
Oh,
I like the tablets a lot.
I like them too. I've just been using the powder for so long. It's easy to mix in Annie's food. Well, anyway, we'll talk about that. Then let's see. At 10 o'clock, we'll be doing the Animal World tip of the week, and we are again doing fleas. Martha's 4-step flea plan, because the weather in a lot of places is warming up enough. It's going to be 50 degrees consistently for a while for those flea larvae to start hatching, and there are areas where that will be happening on and off from now on. So I want you to be prepared so you can handle the fleas naturally and you do not get an infestation going. And then the 10:50 as usual, current events and a new pet of the week. And from the second 2 hours of the show, 10 to noon, we will welcome back to Animal World author, animal communicator, channel for her animals, Liz Mitten Ryan, who has done the books One with the Herd, Truth According to Horses, and there's a 4-book series, and this incredible healing and energy work they're doing for humans up at Gateway 2, her ranch in Upper British Columbia. So we're going to find out all about Equinicity, the DVD. I watched my first DVD, Sandy.
Cool.
I've had a DVD player for a long time. Never used it. But I did, because I watched them all.
Good deal.
Yeah. Oh, Gary's looking at me like a man.
How'd it go?
It went really good.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, slowly but surely, just drag me along. I'll get there.
Yeah, I remember when you didn't use a computer.
Yeah. Well, just don't talk to me about Facebook and Twittering, because I don't think I'm ever going there. But you never know. Never say never.
I'm on Facebook. Come on.
Well, yeah, but I'm not you.
I know that. But you can do it.
I keep getting all these invitations from people to friend them on Facebook. It's like, honey, I don't even know how to do it. Just don't even ask. Okay. All right. We're going to run out of time here, so we better stay on track.
That's right.
Well, we've been off track already, so what the heck. Okay. How about... So I think that covers what we're doing today. Yep. All right. So let's get into some follow-up on animals in the news. Okay, does anybody, everybody, Gary, you remember the odds from Las Vegas last week? Do you know who won Westminster Dog Show?
I don't remember what the odds were for, I don't remember.
Who, well, there was a favorite.
Right.
Yeah?
But it was it 14 to 1? No, it wasn't that far.
It was
8 to 1, I thought.
Yeah, well, anyway, the favorite one, Westminster Dog Show, best in show, was Sadie, a Scottish Terrier. So she was the first one.
I think it was 8 to 1.
Yeah, I don't remember, but you looked it up. A Scottish Terrier, America's top show dog, won Tuesday. And that was predictable. And this is interesting. What happened moments before Sadie took the title at Westminster was far more startling. Two women walked into the center ring at Madison Square Garden and held up signs that said, quote, Mutts rule and breeders kill shelter dogs' chances. The latter, a slogan popularized by people for the ethical treatment of animals. And I just think, boy, you know, these people need to pick their venues and their causes.
Hear, hear.
And you know, they're...
You know, remember when I went to do babies, Basset babies in California?
Uh-huh.
Well, one of my Basset babies won Best in Breed at Westminster.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Violet.
All right, and then there's an article, you could look this up, Thursday's Seattle Times. We talked about last week, Keegan, the Irish Water Spaniel from Woodinville. They were very excited because Keegan took second in the sporting group. And there's a beautiful picture of him. And he's co-owned by Colleen McDaniel, Academy of Canine Behavior, by the way.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah. So nice article about that. You can look it up. All right, and then, let's see, the last item in the follow-up department here. Oh, we remember last week what we were talking about when Rob and Alexis from Mystic Radio joined us. And Sandy were here and we were talking to the coyote.
Yes.
And various other wildlife individuals and collectives. We told you, the coyote's big message was we have to stop feeding wild animals. Well, big article in the paper, we mentioned this before, and now this is out of Wednesday's Seattle Times. Bill would ban feeding of wildlife. This is State Rep Kevin Vandevige. Has a message for animal lovers. Don't feed the bears, or the cougars, the wolves, the coyotes, the deer, the elk, and raccoons, for that matter. He is sponsoring legislation that would outlaw the feeding of such wildlife to prevent animals from becoming habituated and causing problems when they come looking for an easy meal. Working with the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, he wanted to develop a law that could be used when agitated neighbors called to complain about the lawn next door being used as a wildlife feeding lot. I know, Sandy, you have issue with your neighbor feeding the raccoons because
Oh, yeah.
It causes problems for your dogs in your yard. And the measure is ESHB 1885. And it was first introduced last year but didn't make it out of committee. It was brought up again this year and passed the House last month. Let's see, there are times when Fish and Wildlife does participate in supplemental feeding programs for struggling populations, such as elk and bighorn sheep. And these efforts would be allowed under legislation, as would other state-provided feeding programs. Zoos and wildlife rehabilitators also would be exempt, and the law would not extend to bird feeders. Enforcement would be based on complaints, starting with a warning and possibly ending with a natural resource civil infraction, which the department said can range from no fine to a $500 penalty. The Senate Natural Resources, Ocean, and Recreation Committee was scheduled to hold a hearing this last Thursday, but I couldn't find anything about how that went. So, but at least now we know, because when it came, we were talking to Martha Jordan about the swan issue and this piece of legislation came
right.
up. And she and I read it together, and we were wondering about how it's laid out. But this is a little more details here, and at least now that we've heard from Coyote and the other wildlife, we now know that we can support this bill.
Yep.
It's a good thing to stop feeding them.
Definitely.
Okay. All right, now in the news department. Oh, now this is just gross. And then the odds and ends department. fur flies, they say. Italian state TV suspended cooking show host, I think Beppe Bigazzi, he's 77, who shocked the nation by saying cat stew is a Tuscan delicacy he swears he has enjoyed many times. Quote, who's not fat kills the cat, is how Bigazzi introduced the recipe. Yeah, that's all I can say. Okay, now this is also another yucky piece, but I'm telling you about this because I don't want you doing the same thing.
Okay.
Oregon State Police say a 72-year-old man died Sunday morning after he was swept out into the Pacific while trying to rescue his dog near Lincoln City. Troopers say the man was playing fetch on the beach with his dog at the Dee River wayside when the dog apparently got caught in a wave and was pulled away from shore. Witnesses say the man went into the water to help, only to be swept away by another wave. Unfortunately, he drowned. The man's dog was able to make it back to shore and survived. Now, I can't say in the same situation that I wouldn't do the same thing for my dog, but it, you know, keep this in mind, because most of the time when something like that happens, the dog makes it back okay. It's the human that gets in trouble.
Right.
So be very, very careful under those circumstances.
And always go with the wave. I got caught in a riptide one time.
Yeah?
And you go with it because you can't fight it. You just cannot fight it. So if you just go with that wave, you might be swept a mile, even a mile and a half down the beach, but you will eventually be able to get yourself out.
Well, okay, now I would dispute that.
Well, that's what I was taught. It worked for me.
Okay, what I've been taught, well, of course, and I haven't experienced one, so maybe we go with you, but what I've always heard is that, you know, the riptides pull you out. And so it is not a good idea to fight it and try to swim back in against the current. But what you do is swim sideways because the riptide only covers so much space and you can swim out of it, but you have to swim out of it sideways. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
That's what I've always been told, to swim sideways.
I've been told to find a dolphin and ride to safety.
There you go.
All right, Carrie. We'll give that one to you. All right. We'll end the news part before we get to the good news with an interesting. This is out at Ridgefield, Clark County in our state. Scientists say horn shards unearthed as workers drilled holes for a highway overpass near Ridgefield are likely part of a tusk of a mammoth. When the shards were put together, they formed a piece. This is only a piece, and it was 4 feet long. The one of the shards was sent last month to the Burke Museum, and Bax Barton, a paleontologist research associate, said the tusk probably belonged to a Colombian mammoth. Didn't know there was such a thing, but I do now. Okay. That got a big reaction. So how about... That wraps up the news part. And I can't tell if he's ready or not.
I'm always ready.
Ready or not, here we go. It's time for the best good news about animals. Whoa! I can once say that today we don't need this song. We already got it. Woohoo! Don't you just feel better when the sun is out?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes!
Sun's great.
Yes! Oh, and then these crisp cold nights, you go out there, and remember, I'm back in Monroe, so there's no lights. The sky is absolutely phenomenal. Stars are phenomenal, and I can see all the movers again. We must have a heck of a lot of satellites out there. You know, movers are like stars that move. That's what I call them. I'm told they're probably satellites. You can't see them in the city. There's too many lights. I know that, but... Out where there's no city lights. There are movers all over the place. And most of them will say, okay, that's a satellite. But then every once in a while, one of them does something weird, like flashes and goes 90 degrees. And it's like, okay, satellites don't do that.
That's a UFO.
Well, I don't know. I'm not going that far. But it could be. Anyway, come out to my house and watch the movers.
Okay.
It's great fun. I can't tell you how many hours I spent at the farm watching movers. And now I'm doing it again. I just don't have quite as big a piece of sky to watch them, but there you go. They're fun. Okay, in the good news department, first off, I put the photographs here. Great photograph yesterday, the cover of the Northwest Saturday, and it looks like probably, it's either a Doberman, I think it's a Doberman, whose head's out the sunroof, cruising along in the sun.
Oh, nice.
Having a great time. Looks like he has a gentle leader or a halty harness on him, and he's standing over the top of his dad. Is driving. Pretty cool, huh? Anyway, if you want to see a cool picture, that kind of sums up the season. All right. The first little bit of good news, I don't know if you heard, but y'all know who Jesse James is? The West Coast Choppers guy who's married to Sandra Bullock?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And did you hear that his pit bull Cinnabon was stolen?
Yes.
Disappeared from his shop? Well, the good news is that Cinnabon was returned this week. So there's a very cute picture of her hugging and kissing her dad, Jesse.
Aw.
When she was returned. And then I heard after this, I got this off the internet, the story, and then I heard yesterday that there were now reports, they were saying that the dog had been obviously beaten, which is really sad. But anyway, glad that she's home. He says he's doing everything. He's putting a microchip in and global positioning and all. He's putting everything in that dog he can so she'll never get lost again. Okay. This is an amazing story. Look at this old orange kitty. 14 years old. If your cat's been missing for 14 years, the last thing you'd probably expect is what happened with Tiger Lily. She had been missing since October 12th, 1996.
Wow.
Oh my goodness!
Many cats don't even live to be 14 years old, so her owner, Ingrid Kirker, must have been in shock when the Oak Bank Animal Hospital called her to say they'd found Tiger Lily. And they identified her because of a tattoo in her ear.
I'll be darned.
And they say, you know, tattooing is to microchipping as VHS is to DVDs.
Right.
So that's the way you used to identify. I know my first golden retriever, Drake, was tattooed.
Yeah, Melba Toast was tattooed.
Yeah, yeah. And at any rate, the cat was apparently found by a rescue person who brought the cat into the vet, and they were able to trace the tattoo. And called the owner. And so the reunion was a happy one. She was very affectionate with her family. And the kids, of course, remember the cat when they were toddlers. Now, of course, they're grown up.
Wow.
14 years later. Is that amazing? And the household currently has two cats and a dog. And Tiger Lily is getting along well with the other cats. But the verdict's still out on the dog. But how great is that?
That is amazing.
Yeah, so 14 years later.
Amazing.
Yep. All right, here we go. This one, just love this. The last month when the bitter cold struck the entire state of Florida, not only did tourists suffer, turtles did too. Thousands of sea turtles, chilled into catatonic states, floated helplessly throughout shore waters, inland waterways, and shallow brackish waters from the Panhandle all the way down to the Keys. I've never seen anything like it, executive director of the Caribbean Conservative Corporation said. Every 3 years or so, we usually get about 100 of what we call cold stunned turtles. What has happened this year is unprecedented. Get this.
Wow.
Upward of 4,000 sea turtles were rescued within days thanks to the efforts of organizations like the National Marine Fisheries Service, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, as well as local agencies and individuals. Even tourists rolled up their sleeves. Ben March, 60, a professor from Pennsylvania, was pulled into the rescue during his bird-watching trip to the Merritt Island National Wildlife Refuge. Quote, if someone's going to have to spend a day carrying these remarkable animals around, I'm glad it was me, he said. Let's see, Disney World Conservation Fund donated $50,000 to the effort, and even though about 1,000 of the turtles died, thousands more were rescued, including in many endangered green turtles. And 200 to 300 remain in sanctuary and medical treatment. That'll probably be there for a few months, but all the rest of them, 3,000, have been released again.
Wow, that's excellent.
Because the waters have worn up, or have warmed up. Okay, here's another cool story. And this police credit dog was saving toddler's life. A 3-year-old who went missing from her Arizona home Thursday was found alive Friday morning after spending a night outside in near freezing temperatures, huddled next to her dog, Blue. Quote, she was able to stay warm with the dog, and it probably is what saved her life. And according to the sheriff, God watched over her last night. And she vanished outside the family's home. She was out there playing with the dog, and then she disappeared, and they searched all night, couldn't find anything. In the morning, a helicopter saw movement, and it was, in fact, the toddler and the dog. They were about a half a mile away from their home. The kid only had on a T-shirt, you know, pants and tennis shoes.
Wow.
And the helicopter said, I think the dog was initially apprehensive of me. I was a little concerned he might bite me when I first walked up. But as I just walked right past the dog, he realized I was there to help. You could see the dog's expression almost turn to a smile. It came right up to the helicopter and jumped right in. No problem at all. They flew to the hospital. The toddler was treated for frostbite. Dog was just fine. And the girl's aunt said, I don't even like animals, but I hugged that dog so hard.
Wow, cool.
Great story. And then the winner of the best good news about Animal World comes from our area. And this was on the front page of Northwest Sunday last week, treating a rare visitor right. And remember we talked about the unusual whale that washed up, the bride's whale?
Yeah.
Here on this inlet in far South Sound, a visitor recently arrived from distant waters, and the Squaxin Island tribe did what their ancestors taught them. They welcomed and honored guest. That the visitor was a dead whale made it more important. That it was a bride's whale, never before documented in these waters, clinched it. Quote, we felt very sure it was a gift from the Creator, and we are going to treat it right. Bride's whales are usually found in tropical waters, and are not known to travel north of California, although there have been several sightings since early January of a mystery whale in Puget Sound, and 2 weeks ago the whale washed up here. Usually when a dead whale washes ashore, fisheries officials tow it out to deep water to decompose, but the Squaxin tribe members decided this annual animal chose this place to die because it would be treated with respect. They asked and were given permission to keep the whale. And so some tribal members thought the tribe shouldn't bother with the whale since it was not from their waters, but others were certain the whale's landing in their territory was meant to be. Quote, it is a mammal like us, and we are people of the water. It's special. Maybe it was sick and it wanted to go and die in a safe place and knew we were going to treat it well. And so it gave itself to us, and we decided we are going to treat it right so our children would always say we did. And what they're doing is they're cleaning off the whole skeleton and putting it all back together, and it will be displayed at their museum when they get the project all done. And I think this is in line of with what we've been doing here on the show and talking to the animals and getting the message, you know, from the wild ones, and that this just is such a wonderful example of truly honoring all creatures. So it'll be really nice that they will have a complete bride's whale skeleton displayed and at the tribe's cultural resources department, I think. And it's a museum near Shelton, if you want to see. Well, hopefully they'll let us know when it's ready. So there you go. That wraps up Animals in the News, the best good news about animals. And now we are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. Sandy is getting our guest, and we'll let you know who our new advertiser is, and we'll talk all about that, and you get to hear my miracle story shortly. And at the same time, Sandy, are you ready for our Soul Spa giveaway? Yes. Ready for Soul Spa giveaway? All right. Okay. Phone lines are open for a one-year free subscription to Robin Alexis's Soul Spa. Call. You'll be put on hold. Once the phone lines fill up, Sandy will intuitively pick one. Remember, it is a one-year subscription to Robin Alexis Mystic Radio Online Soul Spa. It is a $300 value. Please don't call and try to win this if you have no idea what we're talking about. It is so incredible. I want to make sure that someone gets it that really appreciates it and deserves it. And the meditations, the vortex vortexes on the website are absolutely phenomenal, and not to mention all the other perks that you get along. So any of you can go to www.robinalexis.com and get a one-month free subscription, but this is a one-year subscription, $300. Phones are open. Give us a call, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. We're taking care of our advertisers and sponsors, and then we will come back with our new advertiser. I can't wait to tell you all about it. Stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Call karma specialist and metaphysical mother Robin Alexis for your free on-air readings Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Psychic medium Robin Alexis helps countless people to live fuller and more conscious lives on Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. Call Wednesdays for your free on-air readings and hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Thursdays at 8 p.m. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage. Teaching pet owners and horse owners since 2001, the Northwest School of Animal Massage offers flexible online and hands-on classes, transforming your life and the lives of your animals. To learn more about animal health and well-being, go to NWSAM.com and check Pet Shop Talk. And for more information about animal massage classes or Reiki classes, go to NWSAM.com or call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703.
Hi, I'm Dawn Stansfield, and I would like to invite you to listen to my show live Monday through Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. here on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m. as my guests and I explore and discuss the values of spirituality and how it can create our overall wealth within our lives. Tune in and listen live to the Dawn Stansfield Show Monday through Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m.
Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Now, go to the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com. On the homepage, you'll find a link to Jones & Company Pets. Go to their website, and then you can see everything that's on sale, which is usually everything but the kitchen sink up there. So it's always worth a trip to Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Street in Marysville. Give them a call at 360-658-7817. That's 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Like what you hear? Be sure and support the sponsors who support your favorite programs on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And right now, I am just absolutely delighted to be able to welcome and introduce a new advertiser to Animal World. It's not a new product to Animal World because we've been talking about it on and off for years. It just happens to be a product that I have wanted to talk about on the air all the time for years, and I'm delighted to be able to do so, and I can't wait to tell you my miracle story. Anyway, the product I'm talking about is Connectin. It's made by a company called InClover. They do some other stuff, too, and we're going to find out all about them. We're going to welcome back to Animal World, because I think she was here many years with us on another station, president of InClover, Rebecca Rose. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Martha. How are you?
Well, I'm great. I'm just delighted to have you on the air.
And likewise, I'm so happy to be on the air.
Now, how long ago did the Connectin come out?
I think that you were one of the first people to find out about it, Martha. So it came out in late 1999.
Okay. I remember that because have you on the air for an interview?
Yes,
because even though you were not an advertiser at the time, you just started out, the product was so phenomenal that I had to talk to you on the air. And that's why Sandy and I have been recommending it and using it since that time. So let's... Well, we're keeping everybody in suspense. I can't tell, and you haven't, and I'm telling you right now, folks, Rebecca doesn't even know the miracle story I'm going to tell you. I am so excited. I've been keeping a tape over my mouth, Rebecca, since this happened, because I thought I was going to be able to share it with everyone at a more important time, and that time is now. So tell us a little bit about yourself and InClover, what the company's all about.
Well, first, I have to tell you that we're located in Boulder, Colorado, and I'm looking out at 8 inches of snow.
Wow.
And more snow coming and blowing.
Wow. How fabulous.
Yeah, it is very different here than there.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm looking out at absolutely gorgeous blue skies. Now, I can see snow on the Olympics many miles away, but gosh, we haven't even had a hint of snow this year.
Yeah, so we're not mowing our lawns or even thinking about where our grass is at this point.
You can't even see it now, huh?
Not a bit.
All right, no. So Boulder, Colorado, huh?
Right. So we're based in Boulder, Colorado, and I started the company in 1996. And because of my background, I'm a biochemist, and I was working with the National Institutes of Health and Center for Disease Control at that time in women's health care. And so as I was doing that, I was thinking about how to get into animal health care, which is a real passion of mine. Mm-hmm. And InClover came out of that passion. But the only way I knew to be able to be certain that what I was developing at the time, which is what is now our Connectin product, would really work would be to go through double-blind, placebo-controlled clinical studies. Mm-hmm. So that's why, even though the company started in 96, we didn't have products available until 99, because during that time we were doing clinical studies. And when I'm sorry.
Well, I want to know if my memory is serving me correctly, because I think I remember you telling us years ago when we last spoke that you had first developed this Connectin product for humans. Or you were thinking about, but that was just such a trial to jump through all the hoops to get it FDA approval and all that sort of thing that it ended up being made for animals instead. Now, am I remembering that correctly?
Well, we didn't start with Connectin for humans. I was developing another product for women's health care and was going through. It was. Considered, even though it was a type of probiotic, it was considered a biologic. So I was going through all the hoops of getting it through the Food and Drug Administration.
Yeah.
And so decided to look at, okay, what would it take to get through the animal side with a joint supplement, and which was much more difficult than I would have ever dreamed, but ended up going that path and haven't turned back. So we are exclusively developing healthcare products for animals.
All right. So Connectin was the original product.
Right.
And so tell us what Connectin is.
Connectin is a joint supplement, and it's unique in that it contains the three main building blocks of the joint, the glucosamine, an ingredient called mucopolysaccharide, which contains both chondroitin sulfate and hyaluronic acid. So those are the things that keep the joint fluid, elastic, and keep it lubricated.
Mm-hmm.
But then it also contains 9 different herbs. And what the herbs allow is they allow those joint building blocks to be delivered and taken up at the site of the joint that needs the lubrication. And when we did our clinical studies, what we found was that on average, the animals saw significant improvement in about 15 days. So it acts very quickly because it does have the two-step approach, where it's not just the lubricants, but it also has the herbs.
And the Connectin can be given to dogs and cats?
Dogs and cats. And it is available, and probably when we spoke before, we had the powdered form of the product. We have powder and chewable tablets mm-hmm. for dogs, and then we have a chewable tablet for cats. And the nice thing about the chewable tablets is that they're scored, so they mm-hmm. have a line through them, mm-hmm. and they're easy to break up. And so if you don't need to give a full tablet or you just want to break it up in the food, it's just real simple to just push on it and you can break it up.
All right. And so it is a supplement that's intended for animals like with arthritis and joint disease, that kind of stuff?
Right. Or for a preventive purpose if you want to give early so that you can support the joint and make the joint more healthy. For example, I have he's about 4.5-year-old golden retriever who's mm-hmm. sleeping beside me right now. And he gets it because he is very active. We run every day, and, of course, he's a golden retriever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you give it him prophylactically.
Exactly.
All right. Well, now I'm just going to go on record right now and tell you folks the reason I am so excited to have Rebecca here and to start advertising Connectin and the In Clover products, and we'll find more about the other products. But I can't tell you how fabulous this Connectin supplement is. In fact, I personally believe it to be absolutely the best arthritic supplement on the planet. I can't tell you how many times over the years it was, you know, we talked about it right away, you know, when it first came out, Rebecca, and how wonderful it was. But then at all those years of being an animal behavior therapist and being on the air, and I can't tell you how many calls I've gotten over the years of about crippled dogs that had become so arthritis that life was not worth living anymore. They were a few breaths away from being euthanized by their owners because of their incredible pain, and they've called me up on the air or they've contacted me off the air, and I've said, before you you give up, try Connectin. I can't tell you how many phone calls I've gotten back and people that I still hear from thanking me for saving their dog's life because it has made a huge difference and allowed those dogs to live a number of years, you know, on the planet.
Oh, that is fabulous.
And it's wonderful. Well, so I guess now's the time I get to tell you my miracle story. So I know how great Connectin is because I've been telling people about it for years, and I've heard over and over and over again the stories of how many dogs' lives it has saved. Well, my Annie Golden Retriever, y'all know she is just about, she's 9.5 now. I rescued her at 12 weeks of age, and she was the most genetically messed up Golden Retriever puppy I had ever met. She was the most vicious little pup on the planet. She had the most extreme and irrational fears. She does, for our regular listeners, years later, there were tests for the Pleckner syndrome, the autoimmune and endocrine immune imbalance stuff. She has that. She was a difficult patient, though. She can't tolerate a lot of meds, and so she stayed alive, but she has all kinds of problems. One of the problems she's developed over the years has been a rheumatoid type arthritis. and we were not able to prevent it from occurring with the Pleckner stuff simply because she can't tolerate the meds and so forth. I'll tell you, Rebecca, if you could see her now, I mean, Dr. Bill Burlingame, you know, our vet, I mean, when he saw her a while ago, he hadn't seen her for a number of years, he just couldn't believe it. He was blown away. And you see her. Her all of her joints are now deformed, you know, and large and big knobs on her wrist joints, and a lot of them are frozen now. And when if you see her, you look at her and you wonder, how can she possibly even walk? Well, up until finding Connectin, and in conjunction with Connectin, one of the things I think is most helpful for arthritis, besides chiropractic, and Annie's gotten regular chiropractic since she was a puppy, is acupuncture. But I'll tell you, I have yet to have to start acupuncture with her. And as bad as she is, years ago I started her on the Connectin. I used the powder, as I explained, because it's easy to mix in with her food. And so she gets the powder every day in her food, and she does. She's continued to do very well. She's not been in pain. We throw the ball every day, and she chases it and plays and all of that. Well, the miracle story is that this last summer I was getting ready to put my house on the market, and I was going to sell and move back out to the country, and I was in the middle of all of that. The house was sold. I was packing up. I was getting ready to move, and this was probably in October, late October, maybe the first part of November. Anyway, I don't know what I was thinking, probably preparing for this ahead of time and didn't know it. I was testing another arthritic joint supplement. And I had tried it before with Annie, and I thought that she did okay on it. And I was getting rid of stuff in the house, so I thought, well, I should use up the rest of this. And so I kind of put her back on this other supplement. When that had a chance to kick in, I started weaning her off Connectin. Well, let me tell you, Rebecca, didn't take too long for that Connectin to get out of her system. And I woke up one day to find my dog immobile. As soon as it was out of her system, I kid you not, she was well on board with this other supplement, but as soon as that Connectin left her system, she absolutely was flat on the floor. She could not move. It was one of the most excruciatingly painful things that I personally, as an owner that loves my dog, had to go through, because for even to try to lift her head, even to try to get upright, she absolutely was in excruciating pain. And Annie's not a complainer. She just goes with it. But she absolutely could not get off the floor. I took one look at her, my heart just sank, and I couldn't imagine, it was painful to touch her, she couldn't move, she couldn't get up, I just was flipping, it was like, oh my gosh, and the first thought I had was, I was going to have to put my dog down before I moved, and I was moving to a house that would be so much better for her, because it's a rambler, and there are no stairs, and she was going to be so much more comfortable for the rest of her life, and here I had this vision of my poor Annie wasn't going to make the move with me. Well, I knew it was the Connectin that was missing, and that was the problem. So she hadn't been off it for too long, so I doubled up the dose and put her right back on it. Bless her heart, you know, she gobbled it right up. For the next couple of days, she just laid on her bed. She could not move. Finally, after a couple of days, I was able to be able to get her up and with a sling, get her outside to go to the bathroom. But I had to hold her up, you know, and she screamed every time she had to move a foot and put pressure on all of that. And Rebecca, it was just horrible. But the wonderful miracle is that as soon as that Connectin was back in her system, all the pain went away.
Oh my!
It's gone. She is back now. She bounced back 100%. We throw the ball. She runs for the ball every single day. She's made the move with me. She is more active than she's ever been, you know, in years. And I swear to you, I will never, ever again mess with her connectin. And I'll tell you, folks, if you could see this dog, her joints are swollen and deformed. She has the worst case of arthritis that I've ever seen in a dog. Like I said, I think Bill about passed out when he saw her. He can't believe that she's still walking around. And I haven't even started any acupuncture with her yet, which I will when we need to. But Roberta, this connectin, it's a miracle drug.
Oh, well, thank you so much for sharing that. I mean, that's why we do it, isn't it?
It is.
It's that kind of result, to hear stories like that. That's fabulous.
So, folks, if you've got a dog that has arthritic problems, and there are all kinds of supplements out there, and you can get the supplements with the glucosamine, the chondroitin, and all that. I mean, it's all over the place. And you get it in foods, and you can get it in everything. But I think it's the specific combination, Rebecca, that you put together, the glucosamine, chondroitin, the hydra, whatever it is, acid. But I think it's those herbs. Isn't it like 9 herbs at therapeutic levels?
Right.
That work together with all of this that make a difference? Because this supplement is different than anything else. And it works better than anything else. Mm. I am so excited. And let's see. Now, I of course, have only concentrated on connectin. Does Inclover make other products as well?
They seem so unimportant right now when you think about the connectin and what it can do. But we have
An absolute lifesaver.
That is fabulous. That's a great, great, great testimonial that Annie had.
If you saw her, you wouldn't believe her, Rebecca. If you saw the way her joints look, you'd be amazed that she can walk. And I found out, without the connectin, she cannot walk. She cannot even get off the floor. Unbelievable. Yeah. So anyway, what other products have we got?
The other product that we have, we have a really exciting product, which is called Optigest, and it is a digestive aid. And what makes it interesting is that as I was developing this, and it took several years to develop because I was very committed not to put any fillers in it, only to have active ingredients, because oftentimes animals that have immune or digestive problems don't react well to the fillers that they're getting in their diet.
Ah, that's so true. So this is like a digestive enzyme product?
It has 4 plant-based enzymes,
mm-hmm.
and then it also has the prebiotic, which is the food for the good bacteria, that's called FOS, and that stands for fructooligosaccharide.
Yeah.
And that's simply what feeds the good bacteria in the dog and cat's large intestine. So that has been a great product, and especially as people are changing foods more regularly now, it's a nice way to transition the food chain.
Yeah, well, absolutely, and we believe here that all of our domestic animals, especially dogs, should be on a good plant-based digestive enzyme, and Annie, of course, is. I had no idea that I didn't know you made one, Rebecca. I want to try it with Annie. It sounds fabulous. Now, can you buy it on the shelf at Connectin? I know you can get it most quality pet stores in the powder or the chewable form.
Right, and with the Optigest, likewise, you can get it pretty much at any quality pet store in your area. You'll be able to find it. And we are doing a test right now with a travel or trial size of the Optigest. And so that the test is happening right now at the Mud Bay stores in your area. So we don't have it anywhere else in the United States, but we're testing it in your area because what we found is that the folks in your area, the listeners here, they're very sophisticated about animal health and can give good information back to us about, you know, yes, this is a good idea, or no, try again.
All right, so you can go to Mud Bay Granary stores.
Right.
And pick it. What in this? It's a trial size you can pick up, huh?
It's a trial size, so it's for 89 cents you can try it out, and it'll help out with if your pet's on antibiotics or if you have a food change going on, a stressful situation. As you're aware, 70% of the immune system is housed in the digestive tract, and so if you can get that digestive tract healthy, It can help a lot of other areas of overall health.
Yeah, now I know you said you were sending me some stuff, but I haven't received it yet, so I hope you included some Optigest.
Yes, so the Optigest is included in that.
Great. Okay.
You'll get to see that.
Excellent. Because I definitely want to get Annie onto that, and I want to tell Dr. Pleckner, who does our Vet Sundays, the first Sunday of the month, about it, because he's always looking for great supplements, and this one sounds fabulous. And if it's, you know, anywhere as good as Connectin, it's going to be the best on the market.
It's fabulous. It's a great product.
Now, if people want to check out your products, they can go to your website, which is inclover.com. And we, of course, have a link to that website on the Animal World homepage, marthanorwalk.com. Just as soon as your computer opens up my website, you...